Western missionaries fear kidnapping in Lebanon. A new Bible translation donor program focuses on collections. And a community health evangelism program in Uganda may be the model for many more. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Lebanon, where escalating violence is forcing foreigners to evacuate. InterServe's Doug Van Bronckhorst says they made the difficult decision to pull their foreign staff out. The reason, says Van Bronckhorst, is Hezbollah's track record as Israeli attacks intensify.
What will Hezbollah do in response to that? In the past, what they've done has been to kidnap Westerners, and particularly Americans, and use them for leverage and pressure against the U.S. government. So our feeling is that Westerners there are not just in general danger being caught up in the middle of a violent war, but they are also perhaps targeted or could be targeted.
Even with unrest, it's unusual for InterServe workers to actually leave an area. Van Bronckhorst says it's impacted their work.
I would say it has temporarily halted it. There are a couple of things that may go on with the folks who stay, but most of what we were doing is not going to be possible anyway in the middle of a war.
Pray for InterServe workers and Lebanese Christians as they face these tough times. Meanwhile, as the world watches rockets explode in Lebanon and Israel, news outlets are ignoring this week's tsunami in Indonesia. On July 17th, a 7.7 magnitude earthquake shook the southeast part of Java, creating the tsunami. Tim Burns with global aid networker Gain USA says the situation isn't good.
Thousands are homeless, 520 are confirmed dead. And numbers are rising every day, and this has just been a nation that's been battered with natural disaster after natural disaster. And so everybody's already stretched and tired and exhausted from the things going on.
Burns says their medical team should be there tomorrow, but they're not just focusing on medicine.
Every time we go into an area, people coming out of the woodwork to ask us, why are you here? And, you know, we tell them because it's the love of Jesus Christ. And depending on the area that we're going into, there's so much that can be done on a spiritual level and evangelism level.
Burns says funding is needed to support this work. You're listening to Mission Network News. Wycliffe Bible Translators Ron Yadow says those things sitting around your attic, garage, or office can help fund Bible translation projects. It's a new donor program that's taken off this year in partnership with the charity group.
We've received collections of fine art, coin collections, stamp collections, tools, timeshares even, golf clubs, things that people used to use aren't using anymore. We've come up with a way of receiving those assets and converting them into cash, and the funds flow to strategic translation projects worldwide.
Yadow says with the program, they'll be able to ensure that critical projects don't lose their momentum for lack of funding.
We've already generated a couple hundred thousand dollars in products that we've either used the products directly in the work or converted them to cash in support of Bible translation.
And Medical Ambassadors Terry Dalrymple says the structure of their community health evangelism village in Mbale, Uganda will likely be a model for more. They hit squarely in the family unit.
These workers that are going into the home are working with the families to meet the needs of the family, both physically and spiritually. In the process, many of these people come to Christ. They're brought into the church. And when it comes to the orphans, they've taken an extra step of just putting together a program just for them.
Because the whole family is included in the outreach, the children grasp the hope of Christ. Dalrymple says they're confronting the issue of 12 million AIDS orphans in sub-Saharan Africa, one family at a time.
The solution is for Christian people in a community to organize their communities to come around and care for their own orphans.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Congratulations to KDAZ listener Frank Haley of Albuquerque, New Mexico. He was the winner of the MNN 15th anniversary trip to the Leningrad region of Russia September 28th through October 8th. You can join Frank and me by signing up at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. The deadline's August 1st. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.